This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The nation's Catholic bishops have gone again on record saying they will not stop seeking to overturn the HHS mandate, forcing employers to pay for anything that interdicts pregnancy. They say they'll continue examining the mandate's legal and moral implications to develop ways to respond for the sake of Christian moral unity and the protection of conscience. An Indiana abortionist effectively ignored statutory rape and performed an abortion on a 13-year-old girl. He had 3 days to report this abortion, but instead waited nearly 6 months. Allen County Right to Life retrieved the report. They filed complaints this week with state authorities. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. For me. In light of the political and social groups forming to promote abortion, essentially as a way of abusing women, one man stands in stark contrast. Gary Coleman is a British soldier who was thrilled to become a father, but he was dying of cancer. Wanting to have a chance to hold his newborn baby girl, his wife asked to be induced, so her husband, veteran of service in Iraq, Kosovo, and Afghanistan, could have a few moments with his daughter. He died after 7 days, but not before choosing clothes and cards for his daughter's future birthdays. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.